This week's parsha begins by discussing the mitzvah of Matzis Hashem. Every Jew who's 20 years old or more, young or old, wealthy or poor, is obligated to give half a shekel each year to the Mishkan or to the Beis HaMikdash to be part of the Karbanos Tzibur. Each person has to give the same amount, exactly Matzis Hashem, no more, no less. The Mefarshim ask, why dafka machtes ha-shekel? The Torah wanted everyone to give the same amount, then it should have commanded each person to give a shekel. What's the significance of machtes ha-shekel? The Alshich has a famous comment. He suggests that perhaps the mitzvah of machtes ha-shekel comes to teach us how we're supposed to look at each other. That all of Klal Yisrael is one unit. That every individual is only part of a larger whole. Without uniting together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, each individual is incomplete. This idea can have far-reaching implications, not only for how we think about each other, but for how we act toward each other. If every Jew is only part of one larger whole, if we're all like one goof, then what affects one Jew has to affect all of us. If one Jew is besimcha, then all of Klal Yisrael should feel that simcha. If one Jew is bitzar, then we all have to feel that Jew's pain. It's not enough to feel rachmanis toward the person, to reach out to him, to try to help him. That's very important. But we have to do more than that. We have to empathize with another Jew to the extent that we feel his emotion. When someone is going through a tzara, whether it's losing a job, dealing with a sick relative, having trouble finding a shidduch, whatever the difficulty, sometimes it's hard for the person to function. It's hard for him to pull himself together. To some extent, we all have to have that feeling. We all have to share his feeling. We have to be nosei ba'olim chaveru, not just to shoulder his burden, to help alleviate his pain, but to feel his pain, to suffer with him. That's the message of the Matzis Hashem. In Parashat Mishpatim, the Torah tells us that at Ma'amar HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed a little bit of himself to Klal Yisrael. He gave them a glimpse of his midos, of the way that he deals with Klal Yisrael, to show us how we should act toward each other. The Pasuk says, Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael, Sachas raglov kemase livnas hasapim. B'nai Yisrael saw that underneath Hashem's feet, kaviyochol, was the image of a sapphire brick. Why a brick? What is so important about bricks that Hashem chose dafka this image to show to Klal Yisrael at Ma'amar HaSinai? Says Rashi, Hi hoysa lefona b'shas ha-shibud, lizko tzarosan shal Yisrael shoyim yishubodim b'maisa levein. Throughout Golos Mitzrayim, when B'nai Yisrael were enslaved, they were constantly being pressured to make more and more bricks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochol placed the image of a brick before himself to show that Imo Anochi B'tzar. That's the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give to Klal Yisrael at Ma'amar HaSinai. That the most important midah is to be Nosei Ba'olim Chaveru. To be in the trenches, so to speak, with someone else who's going through a tzara. To feel his pain. To always put oneself in someone else's shoes. To look at things from his perspective. Recently, I read a story about a young man from the Five Towns who was tragically killed last year in a freak boating accident. The boy's father told the following story in his hesped for his son. Apparently, the young man was a gifted athlete. He was a star pitcher for his baseball team. Once, during a playoff game, he was pitching and his team was doing well. But at a critical point in the game, the young man told his father that he wanted to let another boy pitch. When his father asked him why he wanted to do that, the boy answered simply, "I know how much it means to him. I think he'll do a good job. I want to make him feel good." That's being Nosei Ba'olim Chaveru. thinking about someone else, sharing his feelings, putting yourself in his shoes. And that's really the message of the Matzah Sashekel, that life is not about thinking of our own interests. It's about caring for someone else. In chunks.